This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
You took away everything he was and everything he could ever become. I can't imagine the terror and confusion that he must have felt in the last moments of his life when he knew his life was being taken by someone he trusted to protect it.
Letitia Stalk has been found guilty on all charges, including first-degree murder in connection with the death of her stepson, Gannon. Stalk was convicted yesterday for killing the 11-year-old who was reported missing in January of 2020, later found dead, stuffed in a suitcase in Florida some 2 months later. Stalk pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity.
Gannon's parents, Landon Bullard and Al Stalk, described the verdict as a joy they'd been waiting over 1,000 days to experience.
About 3 years ago, we were set up in this similar room, giving us the worst news that was imaginable. The news that our son was no longer alive.
The only crime Gannon committed was being a mama's boy. And if that carries a sentence of death, then I'm next, because I love my mama. And I guarantee you there's men and boys all over this world who would carry the same thing.
But they say the sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole will do nothing to bring back their loving son.
Meanwhile, today marks 2 years since a mass shooting of family members that shocked the Colorado Springs community.
Lord, such a tragedy in a split second, turning lives upside down, senseless violence.
That was local pastor Clifton Turner speaking on behalf of the relatives of those killed when 28-year-old Teodoro Macias opened fire inside a mobile home at the Canterbury community. Siblings Nubia Marquez and Melvin Marquez were celebrating a joint birthday before Melvin and another brother were gunned down in minutes, as were four other friends and relatives of their extended family. Macias then turned the weapon on himself. Three children were able to get out of the room, stayed safe by hiding in a bedroom. Another adult had been in the restroom at the time. Police said that Macias was mad because he was not invited to that birthday party.
Authorities in Teller County are identifying the four people killed in a plane crash over the weekend. Officials say Bruce Claremont, Lori Aves, and Roger Duncan, and Catherine Duncan of Florence all died when their plane went down shortly after taking off from the Fremont County Airport on Saturday. The wreckage wasn't seen until Sunday morning, and first responders had to hike to get to the crash site. Florence Mayor Paul Villarena and others in the town are mourning those losses.
With the small community, you have to have certain people that get involved in order for us to thrive. And that's what I mean by they were driving forces.
This is an absolute tragedy. It's going to be a very tough time for, you know, weeks to come, if not months to come, because these are four very distinguished, influential members of our community.
An aviation investigation is continuing. And finally, a dog was shot and a suspect remains on the loose in Colorado Springs. Police say that they were called to the 3000 block of De Cortez Street near the Citadel Mall yesterday morning around 9:45. Investigators say a man and a woman began arguing while running in the area. The man was then shot and unleashed the dog that had approached him. The dog had followed its owner as they were helping a neighbor carry in groceries. The dog's owner says the animal was not being aggressive and doesn't believe that the suspect lives in the area. The suspects left the area before police could arrive, and the police do not know what motivated that shooting.
Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with a few pop-up clouds. We'll see highs today in the low 80s. Colorado Springs up to about 86. Partly cloudy overnight with Wednesday morning lows in the upper 40s and low 50s. We will see thunderstorms and possibly a couple of severe thunderstorms coming up Wednesday afternoon. 75 degrees, Colorado Springs, 83 in the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.